Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Gwyneth is with us. Jason is engineering. Thank you, Jason. Gwyneth, welcome.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
You know, Gwyneth, really well. Yesterday, we had 5 inches of rain, which was wonderful. I'd much rather have 1 inch a week for 5 weeks, but instead we got it all at once. A little bit of flooding. It's around 40 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? I'd much rather have it than not have it. But I have a little story to tell you. I mentioned to our son, I said, you know, today, in today's world, if a guy or gal had a farm, and that person inherited the farm, and it was free and clear, no debt, and equipment came with the farm, and that person was skilled in maintaining that equipment, so knew how to operate the equipment, knew how to maintain the equipment, no debt on the farm, and it was all ready to go, actually in operation. And if that young person had to make a go of it as a farmer, being given the farm, the equipment, the animals, everything, that person could not make a go of it. It's impossible. I said that to him. And I said that, I've been saying that for months and months. A couple days ago, our son was talking to a farmer, and this farmer had a gate. This is an old panel gate. Now, gates come in two styles. One is round tubes that are bent and welded together to form a farm gate, and they come in different sizes, 10 feet long, 12, 14, 16, 18, and different gauges of tubing. They also come, or used to come, in a flat panel, which was a stamped piece of galvanized steel, and each panel was about 4 inches wide, but it wasn't round. It was a flat panel that had ribs in it for strength, and the gate was riveted. Those flat panel lengths were riveted to verticals, and that formed a gate, and they were wonderful. They lasted forever, almost, and unless they got crashed into or bent or, you know, rammed by a big bull or something like that, they lasted forever. So for the campsite, I thought I'd rather have these gates that were discontinued about 40 years ago. I like the look of them. So we have two, but one of them was smashed before we bought the farm, and the other one's in great shape. So I wanted to get two that match, so we needed one. So our son found a farmer who had a couple of them leaned up against a fence post, and he went over to see if he would sell us one. And the guy said, well, the hinge side was broken, so it was no good, unless we were to weld it back together. And they were talking, and so this is an older farmer, probably my age or maybe a little bit older. And he said to our son, he said, you know, if a young guy like you was given a farm and all the equipment and the cows ready to go with no debt, he couldn't make it. He'd have to have an outside job. My son was absolutely shocked that somebody else said the same thing that Dad said, meaning me. And he said, you know, the only thing that the cows are good for right now, in terms of money, in terms of making a living, the only thing they're good for is to mow down the grass so that the farmer wouldn't have to take a bush hog out and a tractor and cut the field twice a year. So in terms of economic benefit to having cows, this farmer saw none. That's where we are today, class. A farmer can't, a small family farm absolutely, positively cannot make it on raising animals and selling them for food. It's impossible. But yet, people who clean each other's houses can survive. People who flip hamburgers can barely survive, maybe. But that's where we are, Gwyneth. And I don't think it's just in the United States of America. I think it's worldwide that farmers flat out can't make it. And there are going to be fewer and fewer of us because, as a matter of fact, we're getting older and older. I don't know anybody except our son who wanted to be a farmer. No one. It's too hard. Gwyneth, your thoughts?
Yeah, the main thing that farms are good for is not making money. I would say a pipe dream. You probably have that saying in America. I think that's actually where it comes from. But it's a fantasy. And I would say if anyone is going to have a farm today, I think that everybody should go and buy a farm, but not to make a bunch of money. They should buy a farm so that they can grow food to feed themselves and feed their families. And to give themselves something to do and somewhere to be in a collapsing economy and society. That's what a farm needs to be for. And then if you can sell some produce after that, well, that's the icing on the cake. That's the cherry on top. But to actually make money off the farm, that's not going to happen. People don't realize, for one thing, people don't realize the value of food. They're so used to going into the supermarket and buying off the shelf that they forget that that food has to come from somewhere. It has to be shipped. It has to, the farmer has to get something for his produce, but he generally only gets 10%, if he's lucky, of the price that you see on the sticker. And that's, it's more commonly 5% or even less of the price that you see on the sticker is what the farmer sees at the farm gate. You know, people forget that, and then they complain at the supermarket when the prices go up just a little bit. And they don't realize that the money's going to the supermarket, the advertising company, to the freight company that ships it, to the bank that holds the mortgage on the building of the supermarket, to the landlord of the supermarket. It goes to all these other middlemen, and really the poor old farmer is working for a pittance. And you see them, they don't generally drive brand new trucks. They drive beat up old pickup trucks. They certainly do around here, you know. You can tell the difference here, the people who've had another job and then bought farmland for somewhere to be and something to grow stuff on to feed themselves and their families, they have new shiny trucks. The people who have farms and that they don't just have farms for somewhere to be, that they're actually farmers, they're the ones who drive the beat up old pickup trucks. You know, and it's absolutely jaw dropping. And we are looking at the fall of Rome. We are looking at the fall of Babylon. It's that's absolutely, you know, there's no getting away from it. And there's no, you can't do anything except stay out of the way until it's all over. You can't do anything to stop it. And we've said multiple times on the broadcast before, going out to protest is a waste of time. Standing for political office at this stage in time is a waste of time. If you feel so inclined to do that, well, knock yourself out. But you probably will end up knocking yourself out and being heartbroken or worse at the end of it, because you haven't managed to change anything. You won't manage to change anything, because all these things that are going to happen, the die has been cast. Going to happen. We're going to see the fall of Babylon, the fall of Rome. And there's nothing that you can do. And a part of that is that people think that going out and having a good time is better than trying to make an honest living for yourself. That's how it was in ancient Rome when Rome fell. That's how it was in ancient Babylon, when Babylon fell. And there's a very good record of the fall of Babylon in a book that everybody should have in their house, or a collection of books that everybody should have in their house, called the Holy Bible. And in the book of Daniel, in the Holy Bible, it gives a very good account of that night when Darius the Mede marched his whole army into Babylon on the dry bed of the Euphrates River, because he diverted the bed. He diverted the whole Euphrates River by digging a channel and then gradually blocking off the flow from the Euphrates, from its original channel, to go into the new channel. And his army did not have bobcats. Bobcats weren't invented. They didn't have, you know, bulldozers and all these sorts of heavy machines. His army had spades. And he just got his whole army digging a vast channel. And then afterwards, you know, when the channel was dug, they broke through at each end, the downstream end first, and then finally the upstream end, and they diverted the whole flow of the river Euphrates around the city of Babylon, and the Babylonians didn't even know they were doing it. And then they marched their whole army into Babylon on the dry bed of the Euphrates River. This part is not in the Bible, but archaeology tells us that this is what happened. Darius the Mede marched his whole Persian army into the city of Babylon on the dry bed of the Euphrates River. They marched straight into the palace, and they executed the king of Babylon in his own palace. And they would have executed Daniel as well, but they pointed at him and they said, "Who's that?" And they just explained what had just happened, that Daniel had written the writing on the wall, many, many tekel parson. That's why Daniel's life was spared. Otherwise he would have been killed by the king of Persia as well, or the king of the Medes, Darius. I'd like to go into some more detail.
We'll be right back. Yeah, we'll be right back. I've got a short comment when we come back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And Gwyneth, you're absolutely right. So, I believe you mentioned that if you ran for political office, you'd probably be heartbroken. Well, I did. I ran for political office. And that's exactly what happened. I waited till the last minute of the last hour of the last day to register to run for office for committee man in our county. Mrs. Finelli ran for committee woman. We won because we were unopposed, and we learned what that means. So we were elected officials for the Republican Crime Syndicate. And we would go to these meetings once a month, and so-and-so died. And so what do you think? How many are in favor of sending her a bouquet of flowers? $25 is what we would like to spend. How do you feel about sending the widow $25 because her husband died? And that's what we vote on. And any discussion, I'd raise my hand and I'd say, does this person need flowers? Or would this person be better off with some food? Because generally speaking, when a husband, a farm husband dies, the widow is left with bills. The widow is left with less income, less everything, a real tough row to hoe. And I thought, if we're going to do anything, why don't we get some food? You know, cans of food. Why not do that? And, of course, everybody looked at me like I was mentally deficient. So they bought flowers, because that's what they do. And that is what this committee did. This committee voted on buying flowers. And there was a meeting where there were some candidates that were going to speak, who were going to run for office, and the Republicans, of course, support Republicans. And I mentioned that I was going to be at this meeting, and people came up to me, and I made some popcorn with our popcorn machine, and I brought it, and people came up to me and asked me what I was going to talk about. And I said, I'm just here to serve popcorn. And they were really disappointed because they thought that I was the guy that was going to speak. So a bunch of them left because they found out that I wasn't the guy that was going to speak. The guy that was going to speak was a guy running for office. Somehow, miscommunication went out that Finelli was going to be there and he's running for office. What I'm telling you is there's nobody to vote for. And if you think that you can make a difference, you absolutely positively can't make a difference. The system is stacked against you. And so then I decided to run for the board of directors for an electric cooperative, you know, a utility company that provides the distribution of electricity to homes and businesses and farms. Well, I was summarily defeated 4 out of 4 times. I ran over a period of 5 years, 4 times. And I was nobody got fewer votes than Vincent Finelli. And I was on stage. I made my case. And I was the only one that I think made any sense. And the other guys just got up there and said, hey, I'm from here. My mama's from here. My daddy's from here. I'm from here. I was born right up on that, right on that corner over there. Appreciate your vote. Thank you very much. And they'd win. No kidding. So, heartbroken? Absolutely heartbroken. I don't think I have it in me to do it again. I really don't think so. Because I know I can't make a difference at that level. It is a rigged game. I'm going to prove it to you. There are 37,000 people who could vote in this election. Vincent Finelli got 100 votes. Just by filling out the voter card, you would think that more than 100 people would make a mistake. And I get more than 100 votes, right? Absolutely not. I'm telling you, it's rigged. I'm telling you, you can't win. What I'm saying is Gwyneth is absolutely positively right. Batten down the hatches. Take care of your family. Take care of yourself. Get out of Dodge. Buy a farm. And keep your head down.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick. Easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin, facing military production delays and mounting battlefield losses, has urged his government to cut through bureaucracy to crank out enough weapons and supplies to feed his troops in Ukraine. A Ukrainian counteroffensive has put Russian forces on the defensive posture. The Russian military supply shortfalls have been so bad that Putin had to create a new committee to try to address the delays. At a White House meeting Tuesday, U.S. energy executives told Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm that shutdown crude oil refineries will not restart. Valero's chief executive, John Gorder, made the announcement. A cargo ship attached to the International Space Station performed a five-minute engine burn on Monday to get out of harm's way. Fragments of a satellite destroyed in 2021 by a Russian anti-satellite missile was to blame. USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
keto? You've got your...
Take my...
When you go to the...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Gwyneth, those are my comments about what happens when you try to run for political office and you think you can accomplish something and you realize that you can't, and also when you try to influence the board of directors at an electric utility company, which is really in the business of making a profit, even though they're a not-for-profit organization. So that has been my experience, and I think that jives with what you were saying. Is that right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, the thing is that in every era of history, the people who have done well, who have done best of all through the process of civilization collapse, have been small farmers, who live in the middle of nowhere, basically, and who rely for a great deal of their subsistence on their own agriculture. And it's at the fall of empires, people forget how to farm. People become urbanized, okay? That means they move into the cities and they get inevitably drawn into all the vices that cities present. So they, you know, they think that doing some useless activity will pay the bills. You know, in our culture and society, it would be pressing buttons, okay, and you know, and looking at a silly little rectangular screen, and they think that's going to pay the bills and feed them. And in other societies, there's one manuscript, ancient manuscript that I came across, and it said, you know, I know that I've written books, I've written four books, but it says of this ancient society, just before they had a massive famine, the rivers dried up, the whole thing collapsed, was everybody wants to write a book. And they were saying, children don't listen to their parents anymore. You know, nobody knows how to farm. Farmers don't farm anymore because there's no water. This is what happens. The other thing that can happen is there's too much water. The weather cycles go out of whack. And actually, in previous collapses, people understood what was going on a lot better than we do in our current collapse, because they would say things like that the temples of the gods have been abandoned. And they didn't understand God like we understand God. But what they were trying to say in their own words was people don't have the knowledge of God anymore. And they don't keep to the ancient rituals that have somehow maintained their civilization down through the centuries. So, in other words, they don't pray. They don't have any idea of sacrifice. And in the old days, it was you got the best of your flock and you took them up to the temple and the priest did what he did with them. And, you know, but it made sure that the gods favored you, or God favored you. And that people have got now a warped idea of sacrifice, which it always leads to when civilizations collapse. They go to sacrificing their own children. And their own children is their own future. Your children, if you have children, your children are your future self. Okay, I tell my sons, I have two sons, and I say, listen, you've got to be aware, you've got to look after your genetics, and you've got to pick the right woman, because you are me going into the future. My DNA is in you. Your dad is not really dead, although he died 18, 19 years ago or whatever it is. He's not really dead as long as his DNA is in you and you go into the future and have children and bring them up properly. This is it. And when civilizations collapse, people revert from taking their sheep from the flock to, you know, sacrifice, you know, some of their good sheep to God, to please God. This is an idea of keeping the social and the religious structures going and keeping God in your remembrance, to sacrificing your own future. I'm thinking that somehow that's going to see you through. That never works. It never, ever, ever works. It always leads to civilization collapse. And that's exactly what we're seeing in our society today with the transgender pedo stripper tranny story time, the abortion thing, people just vaccinating their children and they're wondering why they're autistic or dead. What are you people thinking? What are you people thinking? This is you don't have, on some physical level, you don't really have any meaning outside of your own children. Well, what else does the rest of it mean if you don't have any children? If your children are sick or incapacitated, unable to look after themselves, unable to work, mentally ill, physically ill. None of the rest of it matters if you don't have your children. Your children are you going into the future. And, I would say that if I'm still alive in 50 years' time, I'm going to be 98 years old. I might still be alive in 50 years' time, but I'm probably not going to be alive in 70 years' time. I'd be that, top 0.0001% of longevity if I ever did. But my children might be alive in 70 years' time. They're in their late teens, early 20s. So they might still be alive in 70 years' time. But in 100 years' time, they're not going to be alive. But if they have children and they have raised them up well, their children will be alive. And that's my DNA. That's me in the future. You've got to look after your kin, especially your own children, especially your spouse. If you don't, who are you? What are you even here for? What are you even wasting space for if you're not going to look after your own children and your own spouse? That has to be your priority. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does. No question. That's why we keep talking about getting out of Dodge. That's why we keep talking about getting away from the GDP. That's why we talk about your own survival. And actually, that's why we volunteer our time to share our thoughts with people so that maybe they can do better than if they didn't know about some of the things that we're teaching. Frankly, the things that we're teaching are not taught in schools. This is the sum of the instructor's experience in education and research. That's what we present here Monday through Friday, 2 hours a day, and nobody gets paid for it. Nobody. We don't have any sponsors. We actually turned in our time that we could have sold ad space, ad time, and gotten a revenue stream, and we decided that 6 minutes per broadcast, 3 commercials per hour, we would turn that in for more education class time. That's what I did. And I did that years ago. So even though there are commercials here that pays the bills for GCN, and GCN is kind enough to let us broadcast, and I think it's because we don't cause too many problems, and I think it's because the content is unique in the world of radio. There's no one else that does what we do, and they think that the message is important, and that's why they are willing to extend to us the kindness that they have. And we appreciate it. We really do. Gwyneth, there's something that I'd like to talk about for a minute. It's a little off topic, but it's quite important. There's a recall right now. Pine Sol, PINE-SOL. It's a disinfectant cleaner that is recalled because it causes infection-causing bacteria. It causes... Well, Pseudomonas was found in some Pine Sol products. and Pseudomonas can be resistant to even the most powerful of antibiotics. Pseudomonas can cause a lung condition, a very, very serious and sometimes deadly lung infection. I know about it. And Pine Sol has eight products that are being recalled, and you can find this on abcnews.com. You can just type in Pine Sol recall. There are eight cleaning products that are being recalled because they may contain infection-causing bacteria. So normally you would use Pine Sol to reduce the possibility of infection and through bacteria, but this causes it, according to this article. So the Pine Sol scented multi-surface cleaners, Clorox Pro Pine Sol all-purpose cleaners, and Clorox Professional Pine Sol lemon fresh cleaners produced at a plant in Forest Park, Georgia, may contain a natural bacterium Pseudomonas, which can cause infections in those with compromised immune systems, according to this commission. In an abundance of caution, Clorox is recalling all the above products that were manufactured at the Forest Park, Georgia facility through September 2022. Clorox did not immediately respond to requests for comment. So, the germ can cause blood and lung infections, particularly after surgery, when it can spread from surfaces and hands to medical equipment, according to a white paper by the Center for Disease and Control and Prevention. It can enter the body if inhaled, through the eyes, through a break in the skin. So, look it up, do the research, and you can type in Pine-Sol or Pine-Sol, and recall, and you'll find it. And Clorox will reimburse you for the list price if you have an image of the products. What do they call this? I'll see if I can find it when we come back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I've interrupted the broadcast to tell you about this recall. According to ABC, well, NBC News, to NBC, I'm reading from NBCNews.com. So included, the recall is for about 37 million individual products since the start of 2021. Included are Lavender Clean, Sparkling Wave, and Lemon Fresh Scents of Pine Sol Scented Multi-Surface Cleaners. The Lavender Clean, Sparkling Wave, Lemon Fresh, and Orange Energy Scents of Clorox Pro Pine Sol All-Purpose Cleaners and Clorox Professional Pine Sol Lemon Fresh Cleaners were included. The covered products have date codes beginning with A4 followed by a five-digit number less than 22249. The commission said sizes range from 28 fluid ounces to 175. Who sold the products? Well, Amazon, Walmart, Sam's Club, Dollar General, Target, Home Depot, BJ's, Kroger, Dollar Tree, Lowe's, Publix, and major retailers. Clorox will refund the purchase price with the receipt of the receipt or the manufacturer's suggested price without one. Proof of purchase that includes a photo of the product's 12-digit UPC code and the date code is required. Okay, so look it up for yourselves. Don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything that you hear on USA Prepares or any other media, whether it be print, video, or audio. Do your own research, please. And you might want to be really careful with that bottle of Pine Sol if you have it. So what could happen, from what I understand, is if you use it and it gets into a cut, gets into your eyes, you inhale the vapors, you could be infected with this bacteria. Gwyneth?
Yeah, this is exactly actually what we're talking about. What sort of a world is it where cleaning products can give you a deadly disease? Or, I mean, like something like, you know, basically, I gather it's like pneumonia or something like that. You know, bacteria is in the cleaning product. How does that even happen?
This particular product is supposed to protect. This particular product is supposed
mind-blowing.
To protect you from the bacteria. This is the kind of product that you would add to your washing machine, you know, a small amount to disinfect your clothes when, in fact, from what I've read, if I got it right, it would infect your clothes.
Yeah, this is it. And the thing is, this is exactly the sort of thing that happened at the collapse of a great empire. And it's baked in the cake. It's happening. And here is another, what Cliff High would call a temporal marker. Okay? So there's a few temporal markers that I've been seeing. Okay? One of them is that a great empire that's in the process of collapsing decides that it's going to invade the Ukraine. And you might think, what does that have to do with anything? Every great empire for 2,000 years that we've been able to trace, just before it utterly collapses, decides that it's going to invade the Ukraine. It happened with the Romans. It happened with the French. It happened with Adolf Hitler. It happened with the British Empire. People forget the British Empire had a Crimean War. And it was the beginning of the end for the British Empire. They emptied their coffers into that place. You know, and shortly afterwards had the first of a series of great depressions that ultimately collapsed their whole empire. And that was at the end of the 19th century. You know, people forget there was a massive Great Depression before the Great Depression in 1897. And it was just after the Crimean War. And it was part of a factor that fed into that depression was that, you know, the British Empire was sinking so much money into the Crimea, which is the Ukraine, trying to win that war. Nobody's ever won that war. Romans didn't, French didn't, British didn't, Germans didn't, Americans won't. They will sink your empire. It really will, because the Russians can just, you know, keep pulling resources out of their country and keep feeding it to feed that war. They can keep doing that practically forever. It's not going to work. And another one is, I'm not saying that women are bad, obviously I'm a woman, but the large numbers of women who at the moment are running for political office. That's a key temporal indicator of a civilization that's in collapse when you get women running for office. Not to say that women are bad. I'm a woman. I don't think women are bad, but large numbers of them running for office is a bad sign. It's a bad temporal marker.
If you look at the mayor of Chicago, you look at the mayor of some of these cities that are in full-blown collapse.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.